Yeah, there's a little story about that. Polydor wanted to sign us as well, and they'd actually written Sugar Baby Love for us after the TV scene, you know, coming to see us live in the TV show. And we turned the offer down and went to Bell Records because we wanted to release Hey Rock and Roll. But with hindsight, we could have done both of them.
So the Rupettes had that. You had Hey Rock and Roll.
Yep, yep.
And it went straight to number one.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Self-penned as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that was self-penned, yeah.
What do you remember? You're on Top of the Pops, obviously. You're all over the telly, all over the papers.
Everything happens so quickly and your life just changes. And I mean, we all wanted to work. It's what we wanted to do. So it just kind of just takes you over. You just go along with it. You're just doing something different every day.
But what changed for you? I mean, how did you cope with stepping out of the Fosway pub and into pop stardom? All your local pals, your friends, your relatives, suddenly you were pop superstars, weren't you?
At that time, yeah. Still kept the same friends, though. But also, most of my friends were in the band anyway. So it was just great. We were just a bunch of lads having fun, really, doing what we enjoyed doing and making a living out of it.
I suppose it was inevitable, and you must see this now, Paul, still, that there were big egos around. You got so many musicians on stage there doing their own thing. Did you fall out?
I suppose you need an ego to get on stage, don't you? Mm. But, you know,
yeah, I
mean, rock and roll.
We'd yeah. Occasionally fell out, yeah. I mean, if you've got an opinion, you've got to give it, haven't you? I mean, you know, decisions on what to record next, that kind of thing, yeah. We have discussions.
And I suppose you had plenty of people offering advice as well.
Well, I mean, that's what happened when we started doing covers. We gave, I think, 3 or 4 songs to the record label as prospective follow-up singles. This was Three Steps to Heaven. And they chose Three Steps to Heaven. But that was after we'd had quite a few hits. It was after about 18 months. And that's then it became a bit of a formula, really.
Everybody were trying to get a piece of the action to get in on the success that Shiwadi Wadi were creating rapidly. The management of the band, it had to be just right, didn't it, to take you forward in the way you wanted to?
Well, they just kept us permanently on the road. We were managed by a chap that had something to do with he owned a big group of clubs, the Bailey's clubs. And with hindsight, we probably spent a bit too much time doing those type of venues. Hmm. When we could have been doing, you know, other things. But that's history now.
Good times, Paul. I mean, I know you were very young, but to look at a band that you're now very much part of at the time and their rapid rise to fame, you must sometimes think yourself, you know, am I really in Shiwadi Wadi? Am I really part of this now?
Yeah, especially in the early days. But it's great stuff, great guys, and a lot of music, you know. Still singing all the harmonies. And I still, you know, look at YouTube, look at the old days, you know. Yeah. With the original guys, yeah. Russ and that, you know.
And Dave Bartram, yeah. Let's talk about him, because he was, I mean, he's the guy very much larger than life up front, your lead vocalist there. Just how special is he? And I know he's more sort of taken a back seat now in terms of on stage, yeah. But he's more in the management role, isn't he? But how special was Dave Bartram when he was on stage there? What did it do to the rest of you?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've seen this, but he was fantastic. Fantastic frontman, a great communicator, and quite an exceptional voice.
Yeah, he worked hard on stage. You know, he was sweated so much, didn't he?
Mm. Yeah. Great songwriter as well.
Yeah,
the lead singer's always the face, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets all the attention. You know.
So, how did you follow Hey Rock and Roll?
We followed that with another Trevor Oakes song called Rock and Roll Lady.